Hello, my name is Noella Charity, and welcome to another episode of This Week in Cognitive, where we are going to talk through all the different ways that you can learn by doing with cognitive services and really a bunch of different things in Microsoft AI. So first, I always like to remind you of some of the pre-built models that are available at your disposal. Some of our other episodes have talked through this in more detail, so feel free to go back and take a look at those. But today we're going to take a look at a bunch of different samples, all the different ways that you can, across different properties in Microsoft AI, learn by implementing projects that have been built by other engineers and shared with you. These are available all over the place, from GitHub to different galleries within Microsoft. And so I'm going to just take a few moments and share those with you. So the first stop on this tour of all the things you can learn by actually building projects yourself is inside of our samples. If you go out to GitHub, and you'll see this link in the description of the video, but if you go out to GitHub, you can go to Azure Samples, and in this organization, you will see a ton of samples. We want to actually refine this search a little bit, so I would have you go in and type in cognitive services. And once you have cognitive services, you'll see a bunch of specific samples show up. I will call your attention. Remember, in a previous episode, we talked about using speech to text and text to speech. So you'll see these projects there. But I'm actually going to show you a couple very specific ones that my team has created that I'm super excited about. One is called StudyBot. Now, the StudyBot sample, and you'll see it here, it's in C#, though we're working on building it across all of our primary languages. But this sample allows you to go and just see a typical, rather complex combination of cognitive services that are built in order to create, you know, a standard intelligent agent. So if you're looking for an example that you can go and just take this code and start from there, you know, a lot of times we suffer from like blank space or blank page syndrome, right? Where we're like, oh my gosh, how do I even just get started? So these projects are built for exactly that purpose. We have found, based on a lot of the data that we've gotten, the customers are looking to build intelligent agents. And so this is an incredibly useful skill for you to develop, and you can do that just by building some of these samples and diving into the code, and all of that code is available here. In a lot of our samples, you'll also see they come with a nice README file that'll tell you how to use the sample, what's in each folder, and some descriptions around what we did and what we tried to do. Now remember, these are samples, so they're not meant to be like, you know, the golden use case of how to do everything. It's just a chance for you to get started quickly, build something meaningful and something that you can translate to the enterprise. So another example of services I wanted to also show you was can be found in AI School. Now AI School is full of, these are more like training curriculum, right? Your ability to go in and kind of take some classes. There's lots of different ways to do this. Some of them are cognitive services, so if you wanted to really kind of dive deep and get a full-blown application development experience in using cognitive services or cognitive search or bots, you can actually build an intelligent agent or build a computer vision application all within the context of some of these courses. They are much longer, right? With some of these samples, you can just go to GitHub, clone the repo, and get going right away. These are a little bit longer. They're usually hours of time invested, but the benefit of that is that you are handheld a little bit more than you would be with a GitHub repo. You're also provided the step-by-step guide, and then on top of that, it usually is much more in-depth, right? We go through multiple scenarios within a single class, so a really great opportunity for you to go and take a look at it. You can see kind of some of these applications are built out, like conversational AI, huge opportunity in our industry right now. Every company is looking for ways to build conversational AI into the applications that they have. But you also see machine learning and intelligent edge, all things, right, worth your investment of just like dive into it, start building. If you feel super comfortable in it, maybe you can just build a sample from GitHub. But if not, if you need a little bit more guidance or maybe a lot more guidance, these classes will help you. Now, another thing, another area, which when I found it, I was like, this is incredible. I think some of you might remember that I had shared with you kind of the architecture of Microsoft AI, right? And sometimes we want to use pre-built models, and actually anytime we can use a pre-built model, we want to do that. But then on the other side, there are some problems that we really need to build our own model for, right? We want to maybe build something that no one's ever built before, or built it in a way that's very, very specific to our business or our industry. And so machine learning allows us to do that. And the gallery, which I'm showing to you now, allows you to see project examples that are built already that you can, again, allows you to start rather than from scratch, you can actually start with an existing project. So if you go in here, one of the nice things I like about it, which I want to just point your attention to, is that you can search by industry. So our goal as Microsoft and as the engineers kind of building these samples for you is to fill up each one of these buckets, right? Retail, manufacturing, banking, healthcare. How can we make it easier for you to get started? So we're looking to build scenarios, place them in here, whether they're using pre-built models, which you'll see those kind of in our samples in GitHub and maybe in the AI school, or for the machine learning models you're building from scratch, we will build these AI galleries, right? Projects within the gallery that allow you to start with a model that, right, will speed up your ability to develop something. Now, there's lots of opportunities. You'll see here on this page, there's tutorials that you can download that'll walk you step by step through building a model from scratch. Or you can take an existing model and just augment it if you're already experienced in how to do it step by step. So we try to meet you where you are, where your experience is, in order to give you kind of the full breadth of learning, right? And I am a huge fan of learning by doing. I think if you can build a bunch of samples and kind of create some muscle memory around either creating a model or using a pre-built model or a collection of pre-built models together, like that's how you're really going to be able to impact your business. And so I really encourage you, you know, to start building immediately. I mean, now you've got some pretty decent tools. The last one I want to show you is where some of our most fun projects are, and you'll remember these from some of the things that we've done in the past, right? We have the AI lab, and AI lab is home to the JFK files, which we've seen before and you probably have seen on the AI show. But it's also home to a bunch of other cool projects. And the reason that I love these projects is that, you know, kind of a philosophy of mine is if I demo something, if I go on stage or if I demonstrate in a hackathon how to do something, I want to make sure there's a GitHub repo to back it up, that the source files are available to you as a dev. So you can see here, look at all these really cool projects. These are Snip Insights, one of my favorites, Sketch to Code, right? So one thing that I do a lot is I stand up in front of people and kind of explain to them the architecture of Microsoft AI. And I always would draw it and that drawing would kind of get lost. Today, I can now draw it, and sometimes I'll use like a Surface Hub, right? Draw it on a board, and then I can instantly have that generated into HTML and have a web page or a graphic that represents that I can reuse. It's incredible. But what's most incredible about it is that source code is available to me. So now I can even integrate that into my applications. I can access it. I can add on top of it. I could even contribute to the project if I want to. Like, what an awesome opportunity, right? Something that we all want to try and do. So you'll also see here building a bot, right? Drawing a bot, drones. This list of projects just grows and grows. There's teams that are just dedicated to building innovative, fun projects in the AI lab for you to learn from. So do it. Take a look, right? I've shown you three really interesting areas to focus on in order to learn by doing. One is in our GitHub repos. There's tons of samples in there. Think about your business problem and then go searching for it within the context of those samples. The second place is to go and actually take maybe some more formalized classes, right? So if you want to take a formalized class, you could do that in AI school. And then if you're looking for something that's not just in the box of pre-built AI or not just within some of the models that you would customize, but instead you want to build your own model, we have a whole gallery of helper projects and models that you can leverage in order to speed up your development process. And then finally, as you just saw, right, so much fun happening in the AI lab, projects that really are extremely inspiring to look at, but more importantly, have the source. So you can go in, grab the source, and get started with a cool project. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's episode. It's just all about the things you can dive into. We'll be spending future episodes going into each one of these, pulling out a specific project and getting started. So I thought it'd be really great if you had an opportunity to kind of take a look around these sites first. So thanks very much for joining us, and I'll see you on the next episode.